Do. We are live on the side quest. Actually, I am live on the side quest. It's just me today. It's just your boy, Dali Demovsky, joining you on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I have no idea. But yeah, it's going to be a fun week ahead. I figured, you know, we didn't get a chance to record over the last few days, several days. Do a show because it's been abso-frickin-lutely nutty for everybody right now as we're prepping for E3. We got work stuff happening, people heading on vacations and stuff, which I will be heading on soon. Please, nobody break into my house and take the PS5. Just kidding. That really, I really meant don't break into my house. But we've got a lot of stuff coming up here over the next week or so. Actually, the next 2 weeks. And I think E3 is what? Exactly 3 weeks away. No, it's almost 2.5 weeks away. My thing is all screwed up. It's just crazy. Just know that it's going to be a very hectic next few weeks. There's tons of news already coming in. And I'll get into that a little bit too, because we're going to start with news. So might as well. And then I got a new special little fun segment I want to try while I'm doing some of these lunchtime thingies. Anyways, let's get into a quick little bit of news. First and foremost, E3 stuff. We're partnering with some folks to bring you guys some E3 events. Yes, there are E3 parties, online parties. We're going to be hosting some E3 online parties. If you would like to co-host with your site, with your content creation, with your YouTube page, with your company, holla at me, as they say, as the kids say, and we'll set something up. I think this year being able to do things online is gonna be pretty cool. There's gonna be tons of events and places and discords and chats and all kinds of fun stuff to do, so be ready. I'll have the list probably going up in the next day or so here as the first few events, and adding to it nonstop. E3, tons of news coming out of just the organization. I think the media registrations went live yesterday, this week. So side questing will be at E3, just like everybody else. I actually believe there's like some stuff happening ahead of time. And that's why they're having like specific media setups first. And then there's obviously there's the public days and the industry days which are after that. So it's gonna be pretty cool. You'll be able to register online. I don't know why you would register for a digital badge for that stuff, but maybe there's something cool. I don't know. For the public, but yeah, whatever. Maybe they'll give you like a free code to horse armor. Summer Games Fest has a bunch of stuff happening. IGN just announced their IGN Expo again. There's the Guerrilla Collective. It's literally like last year, except maybe a little bit more condensed this time. E3 does seem to have the majority of the kind of the bigger names: Xbox, Nintendo, Square Enix. We'll get to that in a second here. A bunch of other stuff, but there's going to be reveals all over the place, but it does seem like it's a little more organized this time, at least kind of all falling within the same week or two span, which is kind of what you want. And I think this is going to be the way it is going forward. I do believe you'll have, next year, I think we'll have E3 at a conference hall again. Because the gaming industry is literally just exploding right now. So getting stuff in front of people, I think, will be important. So yeah, I do think we'll have E3 physically next year. But I also believe that you're going to be seeing a lot of these types of events pop up. Summer Game Fest, I think, will be back next year with like a show, you know. And we haven't gotten through this year. We're already talking next year. But anyways, yeah, this is the first real year where online stuff is coordinating. Next year, you're going to see it online and physical space coordinating really well. So. That's cool stuff. Be ready. We're going to do some E3 predictions, I think, later this week and the next week and the week after as we lead up to E3. Let's get into some news. Speaking of some stuff here. Oh, boy. Our poor friends at Square Enix, apparently they have a very, very leaky ship over there. And let me share this bit of news raw here. They're working on another Final Fantasy game. Go figure. Not anything new by any means, but it's definitely something that companies like Square and whatever, Nintendo, work on multiple projects with an IP. There we go. You guys can see it up in the corner there. Make sure I'm not, my face is there. So courtesy of sidequesting.com. But yeah, I mean, rumors are floating around that they're working on another Final Fantasy game. I think this stuff popped up like as early as like 2 months ago. There are things already starting, people are already starting to talk online about projects. And then things have really picked up over the last like 2 weeks, and especially this past weekend. And apparently their E3 presentation has leaked, and some folks are kind of holding on to some of the big tidbits, but before they reveal everything. But the big one is that there's, or one of the big ones is there's a whole new next-gen Final Fantasy game set in the tentatively titled Final Fantasy Origin or Final Fantasy Legend, depending on who you talk to, set in the world ish of the very first Final Fantasy game. Now, I'm specifically posting, you can see that image right there. When you get to the end of Final Fantasy, spoiler, you go back in time and you kind of fight the main dude. I think his name is Chaos, whatever. You fight him again in an earlier time, but now you're all kind of leveled up. So you're kind of going in the past. My guess is that it kind of could kind of take place in that past, because that's the origin of Final Fantasy, was this game and this battle. But yeah, it's done. It's actually being developed by Team Ninja, which could be kind of cool. Obviously, they did Neo, and the game is supposed to be slightly Souls-like, so I could see you battling monsters and summons and, you know, kind of the more traditional Final Fantasy bosses and and stuff. But a little more accessible, I guess. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's meant to be, it's Square's biggest IP, right? Final Fantasy. Dragon Quest was there for a while, but I think Square's biggest one is now Final Fantasy. And so they want to make this game playable by everyone. So they're not going to make something that's incredibly hard and with big budget out there to start to limit some of their fan base. So yeah, it's, I could see this being like a slightly more action, lighter Souls-like game, but still an action RPG. So yeah, anyways, that's leaked. Supposedly we'll hear more about that and that Guardians of the Galaxy game that's supposedly also being worked on over at Square Enix. And we got the Dragon Quest 12 game, which is potentially going to be debuted this week on the 35th anniversary Dragon Quest live stream. There's a lot of live streams. Sega just announced a Sonic one. There's the Horizon Forbidden West state of play that's taking place this week. I mean, really, these next 2-3 weeks are going to be insane, especially the 2 weeks leading up to it. So E3, but yeah, so Square, sorry, you guys got to fix that, plug that hole in the ship there. Yeah, let's see what else we got here. I'm just gonna blow through a few of them. Supposedly. There is a, you know, remember that Portal movie that was being worked on by J.J. Abrams? I think he mentioned it like 10 years ago or something crazy like that. Well, guess what? He says it's back on. It's being worked on. The script's being written. You're seeing kind of the video from Valve of Portal 2 there. But J.J. says the Portal movie is back on track, whatever that means. And so who knows? Maybe we'll see the Portal movie at some point. But I thought, I mean, it's a great idea. It's perfect for a film. And then Portal 2 would be, you know, I mean, I'm already thinking sequels, but I think Portal as a concept is fantastic. Sort of this individual sci-fi beat the AI type of thing, plenty of humor. So yeah, JJ, don't prove us wrong. Actually get this movie made, because I think that'd be pretty cool. And then get to work on like Half-Life or something. Let's see what other news we got. There has been a lot of stuff popping up. Let's see, like here and there, Rockstar is, they're launching a record label, which I think is kind of cool. That's people starting to talk about that. Yeah, it's supposedly they're going to elevate. I keep doing the little stupid hand thing. I'm so sorry. They're going to elevate dance music with their Rockstar label. But so, I mean, they've had like awesome soundtracks to their games, the Grand Theft Auto series and other projects. So I think it's a great idea to get more kind of succinct music, you know, a pool of music they can use. And why not just develop your own label and start nurturing talent and then albums. That way you can use it across all your projects. So there you go. Rockstar. Hey, and the name is Rockstar. Seems kind of like a perfect combination there. we're going to save more like other news for when the, you know, we get everybody together, but Netflix is hosting an event, a showcase in June. That's going to take a look at a bunch of their gaming related projects. They're calling it the Geeked Week. So it's going to take place June 7th to 11th. So that whole week, the lead up to E3, the whole week, they're going to be talking about, you know, new shows launching. They're going to have some debuts, I think. You know, they're promising info on Cuphead and on The Witcher 2 season 2 and Umbrella Academy, all that kind of stuff. So that seems like it'll be kind of fun. I'm looking forward to that too. And then, jeez, these guys. The side questing Discord is blowing up because they're all talking about weapons that good friend Zach posted some of the best Final Fantasy 14 weapons. So I think that's a good idea. And then I trying to see if there's any other worthy news, because there, like I said, there's been so much stuff that's been kind of talked about. Yeah, I'll wait on that. There's some Virtua Fighter stuff. There's some the rumored Starfield release date getting pushed to late 2022. There's, you know, Xbox and Bethesda are doing supposedly a joint showcase, but we'll see. I kind of leave some of that to the rest of the team when we get together to chat later this week. But anyways, good stuff. Let's move on to what we've been playing, or what I've been playing. I picked up, well, first of all, I've been playing Dragon Quest 11 on the Switch. Finally got back into that. I figured, you know, what better way to what better game project to get into next when I've just spent like hundreds of hours into an RPG than yet another RPG, potentially even bigger RPG, Dragon Quest 11 S for the Switch. The S is for Switch. But I figured, you know, I want to get into this game because it's Dragon Quest. It's awesome. I'm a huge Dragon Quest fan. I have a bunch of the Game Boy Color games. The Dragon Quest Monsters games are good. Rocket Slime is one of my favorite RPGs of all time. Really wish they bring that back, at least in some capacity. Maybe a sequel, or maybe there's a remaster coming. You didn't hear from me. But yeah, Dragon Quest XI. It's awesome. It looks good on the Switch. And this is the Switch version. This is the one they've ported back over to the PlayStation and Xbox on different services. So I think it's kind of funny. Instead of the actual higher res original version with stuff added onto it. But I mean, all the add-ons are only on the Switch version. What else have I been playing? I kind of mentioned it before, the Game Pass. I have a kind of a crappy network connection at home because I have like a bajillion things happening at once. But I have been playing Game Pass, and I finally got a controller worthy, so I won't have to play with the touchscreen only. And look at this. Look at this beautiful thing. Sorry, it's a little blurry. Oh, God, that's gorgeous. Let me put it close to my face. There we go. Kind of see the... Oh, my gosh, it matches the band on my watch. What a beautiful electric yellow color, electric green, whatever. Electric Volt. Thank you, Electric Volt. It's such a gorgeous color, and I love the feel of the Xbox Series controller. I still don't have a console. I need to get an Xbox Series console, but maybe that's coming soon. I'll save up my pennies. I'm excited to play some more game. And it's really quick. There's zero lag, I've noticed, between this and hooking it up Bluetooth to the iPhone. So that's great. I haven't tried it with my PC yet, but that's next on the list. Yeah, I'm excited to use it more across games. I guess wasn't there like talk that you could like use it with a Switch in some way? We'll give that a shot. And then these suckers, you see the Gunners I have here. I don't normally wear glasses on streams because of the reflection. See the reflection there, but my eyes have been fucked up. Staring at computer screens, my big giant ass drawing tablet over here as I'm working late into the evening and some crazy hours to get some stuff done before I go on vacation. it's messed up my eyes, and I was having pounding headaches and stuff was getting blurry. And I'm thinking, that's it. My eyesight's losing. I think I even mentioned on a previous episode, my eyesight's gone. I'm dying, whatever. I asked on Twitter yesterday morning, Monday morning, like, anybody have any like experience with gamer glasses? And everybody came back and said, yeah, the blue light filter is what's going to help you out, blah, blah, blah. And I spoke to, I mentioned my neighbors said the same thing over the weekend. So I ordered these from Best Buy. Went for the in-store pickup. Like 20 minutes later, they were available. These are the Gunner Enigmas. God, this NVIDIA broadcast thing does that. Anyways, the Gunner Enigmas, just kind of the basic ones. They were like $40. Life-changing. I don't think I'm ever going to be going back to non-filtered glasses, because this is the 60. This is rated at 65, so blue light. There's also like the 98 version, which is rated if you're going to be like gaming for long hours and working for long hours. So I recommend getting yourself this, or get your regular glasses tinted, because that works too. That works too. Okay. I promised you guys something new. I figured I wanted to try something. Let me get this thing started. Let me get this thing set up, I should say. So it's lunchtime, right? And really, the thing you want to do, and I got to get an audio clip for this. What do you do at lunchtime? You eat. So, ladies and gentlemen, the first edition of Snack Questing. It's a snack. Let's talk about it. And today's snack is what's in the picture there. My wife, let me hide this thing now. My wife went and got these Snyder's of Hanover pretzel pieces, cheddar cheese flavored sourdough hard pretzel. And I'm staring at the bag. It's my wife's pretzels. Let's get some real ASMR on this thing. It's lunchtime. Get your food. Oh, looks good. Let's see how this. Oh my God. Yep. Okay. These are pretty fucking phenomenal. Sorry, I'm drooling. These are amazing. Holy shit. These are amazing. Snyder's of Hanover. Snyder's. You get it. Pretzel pieces, cheddar cheese, just fucking buy this. I'm going to invest. I don't know anything about Bitcoin. Never follow me for investments, but Snyder's of Hanover, I'm investing in you for those pretzel pieces. Thank you, Kroger. We'll bring that out, but great. I'm getting pretzel and cheddar cheese left every year. Anyways, that's it for today's episode. That was Snack Questing. It's a snack. Let's talk about it. And this has been Side Questing. You can find me at that right there at Dolly Demopsy all over the place. You're finding us on Side Questing on Twitch or YouTube or sidequesting.com. Please go there. Like I said, the E3 stuff is going up. The party list is going up. Share it. Share the site. It really helps us. That's it, everybody. Have an awesome day. Enjoy your lunch hour or 4 hour. If you're like that, I know some people who are. And we'll chat soon in the next episode of Snack the Side Quest. See ya. Toodles. Charges kill my head.